The Whitney Museum's biennial is a 76-year-old fixture of the American art world. It's a survey showcase for several dozen up-and-coming artists. Examples of their work are crammed into almost every nook and cranny of the Whitney's four floors. No, make that every nook and cranny, as Studio 360's Pike Malinowski discovered when he visited the biennial. His first stop was the coat check.
An artist named Mungo Thompson decided to claim the coat check for his sound installation.
What do you think of this wardrobe?
I really, really enjoy it because of the noise that it makes. I've loved wind chimes since I was young because of my grandfather. He collects wind chimes. So this is like a memory for me.
It looks like your average coat check, except the hangers are musical instruments. What's cool is that you can pick up a mallet, walk behind the counter, and actually play it yourself. Sort of like that triangle you played in school if you sucked at every other instrument.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
You like it?
I do like it. I mean, it sounds like bells.
It says on the Whitney Museum's website that Mungo Thompson is a polymorphous bastard conceptualist. And the guys who work in the coat check probably agree with the bastard part of that.
From before, when it was just regular hangers and stuff, to this noise now, you know, something you gotta get used to. How much longer I can put up with it, I don't know. But I'm trying.
Now, would you want to work in here for 8 hours and hear this noise? You should try it one day.
The main thing for me is that, you know, I'm interacting with the art. I'm a part of it, basically, you know, and that's not something you get to do every day.
Listen at that sound. That's enough to hurt your head.
I sort of wondered when we walked in if it was annoying to everybody who's walking around, because it's sort of an art place and it's supposed to be quiet, but it's not quiet at all. It's sort of just disrupting, and that's what's good about it, I think. Sort of gets you on your way.
Could you imagine working in that wardrobe every day?
It's better than where I work.
Where do you work?
I can't tell you that now.
Well, you can say the context of...
Oh, the noises that I hear are fighting between lawyers. So yes, I'd much rather work there and hear those noises.
It can be harsh on your ears and...
Thank you.
You have a radio going.
Yeah. It's the only way you can zone out.
That sound.
I'm trying to pay attention to this, and I can't hear that.
Sunday, it's going to be sunny with a high day of 55. Right now, it's 53.
You can see some pictures of Mungo Thompson's coat check chimes at studio360.org.